الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك لا شريك لك لبيك.
حج Practice of Servitude.
In the name of God, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate. The leader of the Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, says, "The divine call invites hearts of human beings to converge in one place and gather around the axis of monotheism. All humans are the addressees of this Abrahamic call, and proud of it, even though some ears may not hear it and some hearts may be deprived of it under the curtain of negligence and ignorance. And even though some people may not get the qualification in themselves to enter this universal and permanent banquet." In Ayah 27 of Surah Hajj, God commands Abraham to proclaim among the people to rush towards the symbolic house of God to perform Hajj. That's why Prophet Abraham stood and called loudly, "O people, God has called on you to perform Hajj, so hurry up towards the Kaaba." People heard his voice around the globe and joyfully said, "Labbaik, Allahumma labbaik." In the light of the guidelines of Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny, Muslims established an Islamic community called Ummah around the ideological axis of monotheism. The Messenger of Mercy strove to remove every cause of discord and false borders among individuals through pacts and pledges. These pacts closed the ranks of Muslims. In view of this, the constructive teachings of Islam set the ground for creation of unity and solidarity amongst Muslims. Hajj is one of the greatest manifestations of this unity and solidarity. Ayatollah Khamenei says, "The look at Hajj should be the look at a great divine bounty and opportunity. The privilege of Hajj over other Islamic obligatory acts is in its universality and internationality. This humbleness that every Muslim needs in his heart to trivialize and humble himself before God, this becomes public and international in Hajj. All Muslims together, with difference in their languages, races, habits, and customs, reach the point that they are all humble and beseeching." The leader of the Islamic Revolution says, "Hajj has an individual manner and a social aspect, both of which should be observed and heeded. The individual aspect of Hajj belongs to each and every one of the pilgrims. Each pilgrim in this period of time, in greater Hajj and lesser Hajj or Umrah, should get in communion with Almighty God, seek forgiveness, and prepare provision for himself. In the ayahs related to Hajj, it reads, 'And prepare provision.' So the best provision is God-weariness. God-weariness is recommended. Each of the respectful pilgrims that is granted this great bounty should think of filling his container, filling his backpack, seek forgiveness, repent, pray, appeal to God, vow before Almighty God for his future life and activities. This is the individual aspect of Hajj." Referring to the social aspect of Hajj, Ayatollah Khamenei invites all to preservation of unity and cautions Muslims to be vigilant to stand against obstructionism, steering sedition and discord and warmongering by enemies. He says that this way, Muslims can expose the wicked image of polytheists and arrogance to the world. He stresses Hajj is the symbol of formation of the Islamic Ummah. They come from every remote path, from everywhere Muslims get together. What a great opportunity to talk to each other, to sympathize with one another, to listen to one another's pains and express sympathy with each other. This is the opposite of the will of the enemies of Islam, who have been encouraging Muslims in all eras, particularly in this era, to array against each other. Today, look at the behavior of the arrogant and criminal U.S. Its main policy is warmongering vis-a-vis Islam and Muslims. Muslims should be vigilant and foil this devilish ploy. Hajj sets the ground for this vigilance, and this is the raison d'etre of disavowal of polytheists and arrogant in Hajj. Ayatollah Khamenei believes that exchanging views is another aspect of Hajj. He maintains that the Iranian nation has always been aware of recognizing the enemy and should convey this recognition to other nations. He states, many Islamic countries have experiences. Take, for instance, that the Iranian nation has an experience in confronting the enemy, recognizing the enemy, not trusting the enemy, not confusing the friend with the enemy. We have this experience. We have not made a mistake in distinguishing the friend from the enemy. Since the advent of the revolution, we have understood and known that the real enemy, the obstinate, strict, and persistent enemy, is the global arrogance and Zionism. We understood this. Elsewhere in his remarks, the leader says, even if the enemy gives us a date, we cannot be sure whether he has not filled it with a fatal poison. Ayatollah Khamenei stresses that those who think religion can be separated from politics are strongly wrong, because Iran, with the victory of the Islamic Revolution, proved to the world that Islam can administer the field of politics in the best way. He says, Hajj has also this feature that it is the symbol of combination of spirituality and politics, spirituality and materialism, the world and the hereafter. And somebody from them says, our Lord, give us good in the world and in the hereafter, and protect us against the punishment of fire. Those who pray in Hajj in this way and appeal to Almighty God for the good of this world and hereafter, they are desired and accepted in the Quran. It means that the world and the hereafter are gathered in the Hajj. Hajj is a symbol of such a thing. Those who tried for consecutive years and are also trying today to separate the spirituality in Islam from the affairs of life and administration of the affairs of communities, separation of religion from politics, the enemies of Islam, who didn't know anything of Islam, worked on this. When the Islamic Republic was established and the Islamic Revolution triumphed, these remarks were all nullified, and it became clear that Islam is able to administer in the best way the field of politics, the field of life, the field of running the affairs of the country, the field of bringing the people to the scene with all their abilities and capacities. Disavowal of polytheists is a political act that takes its roots from the noble Quran. It is one of the most important aspects of Hajj. Accordingly, Imam Khomeini, God's mercy upon him, introduced this important feature of Hajj to the world Muslims and always emphasized that Hajj, without disavowal of polytheists, is useless. Ayatollah Khamenei too strongly maintains that disavowal of polytheists is one of the bounties of Abrahamic Hajj. He says, "We believe that after the victory of the Islamic Revolution, with the guidance of the great Imam, new concepts of Hajj were clarified for the Iranian nation, that is, the Hajj accompanied with disavowal of polytheists, while considering mutual understanding among Muslims. It is the Hajj that is the symbol of harsh against the faithless and kind among themselves." Elsewhere in his remarks, the leader says, "The ceremony of disavowal means to denounce every ruthlessness, oppression, ugliness, and corruption of the rebels in any era and standing against bullying and extortion by the arrogant in all eras. It is one of the great blessings of Hajj and an opportunity for the oppressed Muslim nations. Today, disavowal of the front of polytheism and unfaith of the arrogant led by America means disavowing killing of the oppressed. These are small parts of the blessings of the Abrahamic Hajj that the pure Islam has called us to it."